It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Brandon Tamman here in Holton as they take on Doniphan County. We are just getting off and running. A little bit earlier of a start time as Landon Kennedy fires in the first pitch to Doniphan County's Dustin Veach, and it's low and inside for ball number one, and we are underway. So again, a little bit early than the 6 o'clock start time here, but appreciate everyone hanging with us. Second pitch swinging, high fly ball, shallow center field. Going out to make the catch is the shortstop in Dillon for Holton. And one up and one down here to begin the ball game. That was Dustin Veach, and Cooper Eberle now will bat second. He'll be followed by Ryder Davis, Logan Blevins, Beckham Griffin, Hayden Paulino, middle third of the order for Doniphan County, Colt Jensen, Colton Peterson, and Seth Judd will round it out for Doniphan County, entering today with a record of 5-10. Landon Kennedy, first pitch to Eberle, low and outside to make it one ball and no strikes. Third meeting between these two here in 2024. Second pitch, a fastball called strike to make it 1-1. Defensively behind Landon Kennedy, McCrory at third, Dillon at short, Warner at second, Womack at first. Segan Hagen is the catcher. Next pitch, swing and a miss to make it one ball and two strikes. Holton's outfield, Shulian's in left, Bliss in center, Bartle is in right field. Just getting going, no score, one out, top of the first inning here in Holton today, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Eberle, and the first strikeout recorded by Kennedy, and two up and two down. So here's Ryder Davis. He'll be at second base for Doniphan County as they sport the baby blue tops, white pants with a red stripe down the side. They've got red numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. Kennedy's first pitch a little bit upstairs to make it one ball and no strikes. Doniphan County won the first two on their home field a few weeks ago against Holton. Wins of 5-0 and 6-4. There's a swing and a miss by Davis. Evens up the count, one ball and one strike. Game number 16 here this summer for Doniphan County. They are 5-5 in league play. Here's a high fly ball, deep center field, but playable. And working to his left to make the catch is Bliss in center, and three up and three down. We are off and running. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week, with great specials. An early start time for us, half an inning in the books, no score here in Holton as the Cats come up here. Their first time facing Doniphan County's Dustin Veach. It'll be Weston Shulions, Jack Siegenhagen, and Drew Womack for the Cats of Holton, who come in 8 games deep. They haven't played in about a week and a half. Their last 2 games scheduled for Wednesday and then Sunday postponed due to wet conditions. One of those has been made up with a future date down the road towards the end of the month, but Doniphan County, quite a few more games under the belt so far this season. Shulions a swing and a miss at the first pitch, and the bottom of the first inning is underway. Shulions, again, followed by Siegenhagen and Womack. McCrory, Smith, and Warner, middle third of the order for Holton. Next pitch low to make it 1-1. Dylan, Bliss, and Bartle will round out the bottom third of the Holton order. They come in with a record of 3-5. So game number 9 for them. Next pitch, 5 each, is taken for a called strike, and it's now 1-2. We had the first of their first doubleheader on KNZA again a couple of weeks ago, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Shulions. 1-1 here in the bottom of the first. And the first strikeout of the game for Dustin Veach. We saw Cooper Eberle for Doniphan County, or a 7-inning no-hitter. That was a 5-0 win for D.C. They won both games against Holton so far. 6-4 was the game 2 final, so both games relatively close. First pitch to Jack Siegenhagen is taken outside for 1. Well, fortunate for us where we are behind home plate to enjoy the sunshine, or I should say the shade and away from the sunshine. Cools it down a little bit. Next pitch outside makes it 2-0. Very little shade currently on the field for the players. Next pitch runs up and inside, and quickly 3-0. Here on the Holton catcher. Wears jersey number 8. No score, bottom of the first inning, nobody on and 1. A slight breeze, and it's a 4-pitch walk. That one high and inside, and our first base runner of the game is a 1-out walk here in the bottom of the first. So here's number 3 in the Holton order, first baseman Drew Womack. He will bat from the left side. A little closed on his stance, plays up in the box. Siegenhagen at first base with 1. First pitch is a high fastball missing, and it's 1-0. 89 degrees at first pitch, although it feels like 95. 14-23 mph gusts out of the south. Next pitch also missing the zone. 2-0 here on Womack. So a warm, warm mid-afternoon here, early evening. There's a called strike. Womack taking all the way. 2-1. Siegenhagen at first with 1. So again, Holton hasn't played since the 12th. And they split 2 games at Hiawatha. Next pitch outside, 3-1 with McCrory due up next. We had that first game at Hiawatha, and it was a wild finish, but 11-10, Hiawatha would get the win, but Holton would bounce back with a 6-2 win in game 2. There's a foul ball straight back into the screen, and Womack now with a full count, 3-2. Shulions struck out to begin the frame. Siegenhagen at first after a 4-pitch walk, and now Womack battling here with the count 3-2. Veach looks and fires. It is high, ball 4. Siegenhagen took off, but does not matter. So back-to-back walks brings up the cleanup man. That's Caleb McCrory playing at third base for Holton, wearing jersey number 99, batting from the right side. 2-1. So a strikeout and 2 here in the first inning issued by Veach. And the first pitch here to McCrory is low and outside to make it 1-0. As I mentioned again, the fans here have the fortunes of the shade. The players and umpires do not. A 1-0, a called strike, a fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. 89 at first pitch, feeling like 95. south breeze blowing towards the left center field gap. Looking at second, chance for Holton to get on the board first, and this is hit well towards center, and it drops in for a hit. Siegenhagen, a long turn at third, hesitates and has to hold, and now a throw to third is in time. They get Siegenhagen at third. He rounded it too much and then tried to get back, and it was a beautiful throw by the pitcher in Beach, and that is a huge second out in the inning. So Siegenhagen picked off. Womack will settle in at second base. McCrory with the single. So now first and second with two down. And a chance here for Josh Smith, but needs to come through with the hit. First pitch a little bit outside. Makes it one ball, no strikes. Smith is the DH. As Landon Kennedy again pitching here for Holton. And there's a pop up and a foul ball out of play. Evens the count, one ball and one strike. So a strikeout, back-to-back walks, a single. Siegenhagen in that process picked off at third base. Now two outs and two on. No score, bottom one. There's a swing and a miss. And now Smith down in the count, one ball, two strikes. So a chance here for Veach to get out of it. Certainly tossing quite a few pitches here in the first. There's a fastball just missing outside. And even Stevens the count now, 2-2. Womack the runner at second. McCrory the runner at first. Neither being held on. And there's a sharp grounder left side, fielded by the third baseman. That was beautifully played by Peterson. He'll tap the bag for the force out. So a couple of base runners stranded. We have played one here in Holton. No score. It's American Legion Baseball right here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Here we go, no score, top of the second inning. Kennedy's first pitch is hit well to the left side and finds a gap out in the left field for a base hit. That's the right fielder in Logan Blevins, number four in the order for Doniphan County, and they have their first base runner here in the ballgame, the leadoff single in the top of the second. Here's the first baseman, number five in the order. This is Beckham Griffin, a Riverside Cyclone. Entering what's going to be his third year as the starting quarterback for the Cyclones here as they make the jump from the Big 7 to the NEKL here in 2024. There was a soft toss to first. Blevins back safely. Kennedy, first time out of the stretch here tonight. He fires, and it's popped up foul out of play. And it makes it no balls and one strike. Kennedy retired at Doniphan County, 1-2-3 in the first. A pop out, a strikeout, and a flyout. A leadoff single by Blevins. He is at first. An 0-1 count here on Griffin. There is a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Hayden Paulino will follow. Third meeting between these two here this summer. Doniphan County swept the first meeting just a couple of weeks ago. There's another foul ball. Good battle there by Griffin to stay alive at 0-2. This is a Doniphan County squad coming off a couple of wins on Sunday against Atchison. Those finals 14-3 and 11-0. Hiawatha currently number one in the NEK standings here so far this summer. An off-speed pitch runs up and in to make it one ball and two strikes. You have Corning at 7-3 behind 10-2 Hiawatha. Seneca 6-2. And again, quite a few postponements here over the last couple of weeks, so the number of games that each of the teams have played so far, pretty sporadic. It's Griffin fouls one off, and I think a car got the better of that one. Oohs and ahs from the crowd, and you're a veteran like myself. You park a little bit farther away from the diamond and take the walk to avoid that. Another two-strike counts, and another foul ball that tails to the right side over the fence and out of play. And on top of the concession stand. So Griffin really battling here. Stays one ball, two strikes. Blevins the runner at first base after a leadoff single. We're in the top of the second inning. And we got no score. Kennedy, a long battle here with Griffin. Still 1-2. Runner takes off the pitch and another foul ball. Umpire's got to be running out of balls here for this at bat. And it stays 1-2. Been certainly an up and down run here for Doniphan County. Last Friday, they played a game at Auburn. It was just one game. They lost that one 15-7. And before that, they played the Kansas Senators in non-league games, losing 15-1 and 12-2. There's a good eye by Griffin, takes one upstairs, and it's two balls and two strikes. Kennedy continuing to battle here against Griffin, and there's a ground ball left side, and Griffin wins the battle with a single to left. Fouling off pitch after pitch, and Levin's moving up to second base, so back-to-back singles to begin the top of the second inning, and Doniphan County two on and nobody out. Here's Hayden Paolino, the catcher, with an RBI chance here to get DC on the board here early in this game. So Kennedy now with two on and nobody out, looks back at second. Not much of a lead there for Blevins, and the first pitch is a little bit high to Paolino for ball number one. Early on, Kennedy has one strikeout. He has walked two. He has given up two hits. In some of the broadcasts we have had, that has been an issue for some of the pitchers. Now second and third with nobody out. Blevins at third, Griffin the runner at second. A balk just called on Kennedy. He'll fire. It is high. Now 3-0 here on Paolino. Big opportunity for Doniphan County here to strike first in the second. On the road here at Holton. Third meeting between these two in 2024. Kennedy fires. It is taken all the way and a called strike to make it 3-1. Now he breezed through the first. Did Kennedy. Three up, three down, but now working around a pickle here in the second. And there is a called strike that was just close on the outside corner. And Paolino lunging towards first, thinking it was ball four. Instead, now has to settle in at 3-2. Big time 3-2 pitch coming up here for Kennedy. That breeze continues to gust down to the south, and there is a slow roller, but a foul ball, and just staying alive to try it again at 3-2. Blevins the runner at third, Griffin the runner at second. Back-to-back singles, and then a balk to move them up each one more. Another 3-2. Ground ball right side, this should score a run. Play it first is high, and that throw sails away, and that is going to be an error. And the second run comes in to score, and Warner's throw at second base just sailed over Womack, and that is going to lead to a 2-0 lead. So Paolino credited for one. And then an error by the second baseman allowing that second run to score. So 2-0 Doniphan County here in the second. Still nobody out, runner at first. Here is Cole Jensen, the left fielder. Kennedy has to settle back, throw to first, and back in time is Paulino. A fairly routine play at second base by Warner, but that throw just sailed away from him, way over the head of Womack at first, allowing that second run to come in. Next pitch runs up and in. Should say the first pitch to Jensen runs up and in after a toss to first. One ball, no strikes. 2-0 our score. Doniphan County leading here in the top of the second. Not much of a lead at first. Pitch is low and outside. Doniphan County does, in fact, have a courtesy runner over there at first base for Paulino. Should correct that, so courtesy runner over there. Next pitch low and inside, 3-0. I believe it is Sawyer Ashburn, the courtesy runner. So Ashburn, that runner at first base. Here's a 3-0 pitch that's taken all the way, and it's a called strike to make it 3-1. So Kennedy is certainly having to battle here. The defense not helping to a degree. Ground ball left side and underneath the glove of McCrory, and another error as it skips out in the left field. And still nobody out as the courtesy runner again going up to second base in Ashburn and Jensen at first. So back-to-back singles and then two errors in this inning have led to two early runs, a 2-0 lead, and still two on and nobody out here in the second. In our first meeting on the Hill. American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call them at 785-851-0785. And also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Appreciate Captain Kurt Kilman. Long day for him. And bringing you some American Legion baseball on this very warm Friday night in Holton. Well, Doniphan County off to a good start. 2-0 their lead. Still batting in the second with nobody out and two on. Kennedy's pitch here to Colton Peterson is taken outside for ball one. So, again, defense has not helped. Holton in the last two at-bats. Back-to-back errors leading to one of the two runs. And an extra base runner here. There's a foul ball by Peterson to make it one ball and one strike. Got the courtesy runner in Ashburn at second base. And the runner at first is Jensen. Kennedy looks back at second and fires. A beautiful off-speed pitch. It's called strike. And Peterson falls behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Peterson, third baseman, number 8 in the order here for Doniphan County tonight. But behind here at 1-2 and thought about swinging at the high cheese, but lays off of it, and it's two balls and two strikes. Always a tough pitch to lay off, especially when you're behind in the count. Feel like you got to give yourself an opportunity, but a good eye evens it up, 2-2. Next pitch by Kennedy is low, stopped by the catcher in Siegenhagen. The count now full at 3-2. A big 3-2 pitch coming up, and the last three hitters, including Peterson, has worked two full counts and then a 3-1 count. So Kennedy really battling against this D.C. lineup, especially the bottom third of the order. There's a swing and a miss and a huge strikeout. Very good off-speed pitch, and down goes Peterson for out number one. That is the second strikeout for Kennedy. That brings up number 9 in the order, Seth Judd. A Troy Trojan, batting from the right side, runner at second, Ashburn, runner at first, Jensen, one out, 2-0 our score here, top two. Not much of a lead on either side, Kennedy fires, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Last year, this Doniphan County team won 7 of their 18 games. They won 3 of their 9 league contests. They went 1-2 in the zone tournament, which ended their season. Next pitch missing. One ball, one strike here on Judd. That is Judd with two D's. J-U-D-D. Kennedy looks back at second. Nobody holding on the courtesy runner. The pitch is hit well towards left, but right there in the perfect spot is the left fielder in Chulianz to make the catch. It was well struck. Chulianz played it perfectly in back-to-back outs. It'll bring back top of the order in Dustin Beach with two on and two out. So a chance to get out of it now with very limited damage done. Again, two runners cross, or at least half crossed at this point. But still two on, but now two outs. Beach popped out to short to begin the game, and now his second at bat in as many innings. Pitch by Kennedy, runs inside, and it's one ball, no strikes. Beach, the seventh batter to come up here in the inning for D.C. Back-to-back singles, couple of errors, and a strikeout and a line out. Next pitch a little bit outside, makes it 2-0. An RBI by Paulino, and then a throwing error allowing that second run to score. A 2-0 Doniphan County lead. And this one is hit well to the left side, and it finds the gap and into left center for a base hit. Rounding is Ashburn from second. He will score, sliding in without a throw, and another run is across to make it 3-0 as Beach comes through with the RBI. Beach goes to second on the throw to third as Jensen slid in safely. But now Doniphan County, a 3-0 lead, and that'll bring up Cooper Eberle. On a 2-0 count, Beach slicing it to the left side of the infield and just past the outstretched arms of Dylan at shortstop. But now second and third. And Eberle takes a called strike to make it 0-1. So RBIs in the inning by Paulino and now Veach. Another one scoring on an error. Here's a high fly ball, shallow center field, should be playable. And does so, coming on to make the catch is Bliss to retire the side. So 8 come up and 3 score for Doniphan County in the away second. A 3-0 score, it's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. 1.5 innings in the books here. Still early on in Holton. Doniphan County, a 3-0 lead. 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 Holton errors. Didn't help the cause. They stranded 2, but RBIs in the inning from Hayden Paulino and Dustin Beach, plus that third run scoring on one of those 2 errors. So Beach, speaking of him, back to work with a 3-0 advantage. Second time up here for Holton. It'll be 6-7-8 in their lineup, starting here with Jeff Warner, followed by Bodie Dillon, and then Remy Bliss after that. So here's Beach. First pitch, a swing and a miss to Warner. And it's no balls and 1 strike, and the bottom of the second is underway. Next one runs low one inside, nearly clipped the foot of Warner, but missing to make it 1-1. Holton stranded a couple of runners in the first, unable to get one across, and now find themselves down 3-0 as Warner swing and miss at this next pitch to make it 1-2. Warner had the first error, which led to an extra run in that last half inning. Fielded it cleanly at second base, but his throw just got away from first. Al Warner, a nice eye here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the kick and fire, and it's upstairs to make it 3-2. Again, Warner, Dillon, and Bliss, and then Bartle after that, if one of those three are able to get on. Beach lifts and fires. It is high, ball 4. Good at bat for Warner. Falls behind early and then works back a walk. And the first time tonight, only 2 innings in, that Holton gets their leadoff man on. That is the 3rd walk issued by Veach. Now here is Bodie Dillon at short. He steps in for the first time with Warner at first base. Nobody out. Bottom 2. Donovan County 3, Holton nothing. First pitch to Dillon is a swing and a miss to make it 0-1. Paulino catching for Veach. Peterson at third. Everly at short. Davis at second. Griffin at first. Throw over to first. And Warner back in safely. You got Jensen in left. Judd in center. Blevins in right. Veach out of the stretch. Runs one up and in to even the count. 1 ball and 1 strike. Fans popping in still is still early on in this game. We started about 6 minutes prior to 6 o'clock, and there's a bunt shown, and it's a foul tip and a strike to make it 1-2. Runner at first base, Jeff Warner. 1-2 count here to the shortstop for Holton, Bodie Dillon. Bats from the right side, fairly straight up on the stance. Veach sets at the belt and fires. It is high and outside to even it up, 2-2. So again, it's been about a week and a half since Holton last played. Their last 2 matchups, both against Seneca, postponed due to weather. There's a swing and a miss for a strikeout. Could be a throw-em out. Throw to second, a little bit tardy. And Warner steals second, but Dillon is down swinging for out number 1. So 1 out, runner now at second base. Second strikeout for Veach in the game. Here's the lefty and left, or I should say the lefty and the center fielder, that is Remy Bliss. Shows bunt, pulls back, tying away for ball number 1. Warner at second base. Base hit could give Holton their first run of the game. They're down 3-0 here in the second. Veach looks back at second. Now will throw to second and nearly sailed it into the outfield, but a good stop by the shortstop in Eberle to keep it in front and keep Warner honest at second base. Bliss gathers, batting from the left side, open on the stance. A waggle with both the bat and the front leg, and now a swing and a miss, and the ball gets away, and that allows Warner to get to second base without a throw. So now runner at third base and 1 out. And it's 2 balls and no strikes here on Bliss. And a time called here by Bliss. He'll step back. So a ball in play, even though it could be an out, could at least cut into the 3-0 deficit here. There's the pitch and a swing and a miss. 2 balls and 1 strike. Another one here by Veach, and just missing outside. His reaction would say he thought that was a strike. But now 3 balls and 1 strike here to Bliss. Bartle up next. There's a swing and a miss, and I was behind on the strike count. That's a swinging strikeout. 3 strikeouts now for Veach. Back-to-back here in the inning, and now it's up to Noah Bartle, the right fielder. So after a walk, back-to-back strikeouts on Dillon and Bliss. Bartle steps in, takes first pitch outside for ball 1. Warner walked to lead off the inning, stole second, and then got to 3rd on a wild pitch. He is there with 2 down. Next pitch a little bit low and inside on Noah Bartle, and it's now 2 balls, no strikes. So another opportunity could go away here if Holton can't get that runner in. They stranded two on in the first. Now are potentially in danger of stranding a runner here at third and the second. Next pitch is a called strike. But Bartle still ahead in the count. Pitch by Veach is a little bit upstairs, ball four. So the inning continues. The fourth walk allowed by Veach. And now the catcher and Paulino going out there to have a little players-only discussion. Jeff Warner, the runner at third. Now Noah Bartle, the runner at first. Two on and two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Holton trying to get on the board. They trail Doniphan County 3-0. Both runners on, courtesy of the walk. Sandwiched in between those two walks have been two strikeouts. First pitch to Shulians, who is back up for a second time, is a little bit up and in to make it ball one. Julian struck out in his first at-bat, but now has an RBI chance here. Ground ball right side, fielded by the second baseman. Plenty of time. Throw to first is in time. Nice play by Davis to Griffin to retire the side. So back-to-back innings, Holton strands a pair, and we head to the third inning. 3-0, Doniphan County.
Farmer State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale.
This wind market, machine.
As well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Two innings in, here in Holton. Doniphan County, a 3-0 advantage, scoring all three of their runs on two hits, or I should say, correction, three hits in the second inning. Now coming up for a third time, it'll be 3, 4, and 5 in their order against the Holton pitcher in Landon Kennedy. Ryder Davis will lead it off. He flew out to center in his first at-bats and now leads things off here in the top of the third with his team leading 3-0. Back-to-back innings, Holton has stranded two runners. First pitch, a swing and a miss to Davis. No balls and one strike. Blevins and Griffin will follow. And then Paulino after that, if one of those three are able to get on. Now this one is smashed down the left field line, and that ball is fair. The wind might have pushed it back inside the line a little bit, and that is going to be a stand-up leadoff double for Ryder Davis. Boy, off the cusp of the bat, it looked like it was just going to be foul, but that thing just straightened out and stayed inside the line. So a leadoff double for Davis. He is at second base with nobody out. Here is Blevins. Singled and scored in his first at-bat. Kennedy out of the stretch and fires. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. A chance here for Doniphan County to add to what is already a 3-0 advantage in the top of the third. Kennedy looks back, kicks and fires. Little foul tip, and drops in front of the catcher to make it 0-2. First meeting between these two, back on the 7th. 5-0 and 6-4 were those finals. Doniphan County winning both. That next next pitch was low and inside, and in the process, Davis stealing third, getting under that slide. So he, or under the tag, I should say, the slide getting under the tag. He is at third now. Count 1-2 here on Blevins. Stolen base for Ryder Davis. Ball in play could bring him in. Still nobody out in the inning. Kennedy kicks and fires, and this is hit well. High and deep left field, back up towards the fence, and that baby sails over the fence for a two-run home run. Mashed to left field over that high wall, and it is a two-run shot for the right fielder in Logan Blevins, and just like that, it is now 5-0. That baby was mashed. Looking up and watching it sail was Shulian's in left. So now 5-0 our score. Still nobody out in the third. Beckham Griffin is waiting to come up here as Segan Hagen, the catcher, having a conversation, players only, on the mound with Kennedy, who's having a little bit of a struggle here now. A leadoff double by Davis, and then on a 1-2 pitch, Blevins sailed it over the left field fence, and it's a high wall out there and left. The wind certainly did not hurt that shot to left field. Now 5-0 score. Now this first pitch swinging out towards left field, and that bounces straight up off the fence. Griffin, a long turn, tailing towards second, high throw. The tag is not in time. Another extra base hit and a sliding safe double for Beckham Griffin. That was more of a line drive shot. Shulian's had to play it off the fence. He had a great throw from deep and left and nearly got Griffin out at second, but he just got through the tag. A double, a home run, and a double. Here's Paulino. And another balk is called. We'll send Griffin to third base. That is the second balk against Kennedy in the game. So now Griffin at third base with nobody out. Paulino reached on a fielder's choice, which drove in a run, and then an errant throw allowed a second run to score at the time. Those are the first two runs of the game. Next pitch outside here to Paulino. One ball and no strikes. Kennedy fires. Ground ball to the right side. Fielded. Booted by Warner. And the run is in to make it 6-0. The first three batters have come around to score here in this inning for Doniphan County. They have doubled up their lead to now 6-0. Ashburn goes back in for Paulino, courtesy runner at first base. The first four have reached. That is the third error against the Holton defense tonight. There's a called strike to Colt Jensen. Make it 0-1. He reached on an error in his first at bat, left stranded at third base to end the second. One on, still nobody out. Three across, a 6-0 advantage in the third. High fly ball towards the gap in left center. This one playable, though. Backing up towards the fence is Bliss to make the catch in the gap for out number one. So the first out of the inning, that brings up Peterson, who struck out in his first at bat. Ashburn, the courtesy runner at first base with now one down. Three extra base hits in the inning, two doubles, and then a two-run home run sandwiched between there by Logan Blevins. First pitch to Peterson was outside to make it 1-0. Off speed, ground ball right side, fielded by the first baseman. And the step on first for the out to make it two down. That'll bring up Seth Judd. Nicely fielded by Womack at first. So after the first four reach, back-to-back outs with a fly out and a ground out. courtesy runner in Ashburn is up to second base now. Judd lined out to left in his first at bat. Base hit could drive in another run. Three already across in the inning, a 6-0 advantage, and now he hits this one well, but coming on to make the catch. Running towards the gap, it was nicely played by Julian to retire the side. So three extra base hits, two doubles and a two-run home run. Three more across for Doniphan County. We've played 2.5. They lead it 6-0 here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca online at sailorinsurance.com. I want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction and remodel. Call 785-851-0785. Helena Agri Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Here we go, bottom of the third inning. It's been all Doniphan County so far. First pitch swinging by Siegenhagen is sliced down the line in right field and right on the line to make the catch is the right fielder in Blevins. And just like that, one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the third. So here's Womack, walked in his first at bat. Doniphan County is 6-0 lead. Three runs apiece in the second and third. First pitch swinging here by Womack. He fouls it out of play to make it 0-1. So that last half inning, Ryder Davis a leadoff double. Then Logan Blevins followed with a long home run to left field. Then Beckham Griffin would come around to score after he had a double after that. So the ground out by Peterson that brought him in. Now a line shot down the line again in right, and another one just inside the line for Blevins to make the catch, and quickly two up and two down. Here's McCrory. So three pitches and two outs here in the bottom of the third. Beach working quickly, and there's a first pitch to McCrory, called strike on the outside corner. McCrory singled in his first at-bat, did not get any farther than first base, left stranded there in the first. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly McCrory down in the count, 0-2. So a chance for a quick 1-2-3 frame. Just missing on the outside corner, makes it 1-2. Holton stranded two in each of the first two. Now find themselves down 6-0 in the bottom of the third. Next pitch, low and outside, makes it 2-2. If McCrory can do something here and get on, it'll be Josh Smith up next. Just one hit in the game. Beach has walked four, though. That next pitch runs up and inside, so from 0-2 to 3-2. So again, Holton, they've had plenty of base runners, but have not been able to come through to get any across so far. This is a ground ball slow roller. Eberle at short, long throw on the money to get that final out. So the first three up and three down frame recorded by Beach. It's all Doniphan County through three. They lead it 6-0 here at Holton.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tamman here in Holton. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer here on KNZA. Donovan County, a 6-0 lead as we get ready to start the top of the fourth inning. Donovan County, 3 runs in the second, 3 runs in the third. Landon Kennedy back to work. The defense hasn't helped Holton a whole lot. 3 errors in the game, but that last inning, 3 extra base hits, which led to 2 of the runs, 2 doubles. Sandwiched in between there was a 2-run shot by Logan Blevins. It'll be the top of the order with Veach, Eberle, and Davis. As again, Donovan County, a 6-0 lead. Here we go. Number 8 on the jersey, number 1 in the order, Dustin Veach. He's pitched well through the first 3 innings on the other side, and Kennedy's off-speed pitch bends in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Veach 1-for-2, RBI single in the second. Another off-speed pitch, this one outside, evens up, 1-1. 6 runs on 6 hits and 3 left. Donovan County starts the fourth, and slicing this one to the outfield and left and playing it perfectly is Shulians for the out. So 1 up, 1 down here in the fourth. Beach now 1-for-3, and here's Eberle, who is 0-for-2. A strikeout. He has also put on the sheet a fly out to center. Kennedy out of the windup and fires. First pitch a little bit inside to make it 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Kennedy, fairly straight up with that wind blowing out towards left center. This is hit well towards center and backing up and having to jump and make the catch is the center fielder in Bliss. A difficult play. Looked like he might have misjudged the line drive there and took a step in, then had to leap and realized he was a little bit front, but still made the catch. Just like that, 2 up and 2 down. Eberle now 0-for-3. Here's Davis, who is 1-for-2, and now he smokes this one well to left, leaping and making another great catch is the left fielder in Shulians. So a couple of nice plays by Shulians in left and Bliss in center. And just like that, DC goes down in order, 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 6-0 our score here on KNZA.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman here in Holton. Doniphan County, a 6-0 lead. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. Appreciate all of our great sponsors, listeners, contributors, players, coaches, fans. Just appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us on a warm Friday night here in Holton. Dustin Veach back to work. First pitch fouled away by Josh Smith, the DH. And it's no balls and one strike. Smith will be followed by Jeff Warner and then Bodie Dillon after that. Smith 0 for 1, ground out to the first baseman to end the first. Up for a second time here tonight. Doniphan County scored 3 in the second and 3 in the third. They're in the bottom of the fourth. They lead it 6-0. There's a swing and a miss by Smith to make it 0-2. Nice little bender off speed pitch that started middle and dropped a little bit outside the zone. And 0-2 is a ground ball left side and finds the hole and into left for a base hit. And now it gets under the left fielder, but not enough for Smith to take off to second. So on an 0-2 pitch, Josh Smith, a sharp single to left, and Holton's got something brewing here early in the bottom of the fourth. Here is Warner. He walked in his first at-bat, also had a stolen base in there, got to third, but again, unable to score in that frame. First pitch, a fastball, runs a little bit up and in, makes it no balls and one strike. Smith at first base, nobody out. Holton is stranded 4. Two in the first 2 innings apiece. Another pitch low and inside. And it's 1-1. That was their first hit since the first inning. McCrory also had a single. Next pitch is high. And correction on the count. It's actually 3-0, not 2-1. So 3-0 here. Not much of a lead for Smith at first, although being held on by the first baseman, by Griffin. And next pitch runs inside, 4. So a 4-pitch walk. Warner walks for the second time tonight, and now that's going to bring up Bodie Dillon, who struck out in his first at-bat. Doniphan County, a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. But Holton has their first 2 base runners on, still trying to get on the board for the first time. First pitch is a called strike. Dillon put bunt down, pulled back, kind of a late reaction from the umpire, but called it strike number 1. Dillon struck out swinging his first time up. It was on a 2-2 pitch. Now falls behind 0-1. Shows bunt again, puts it down but foul, and quickly is behind the chains here at 0-2. Smith at second, Warner at first. A single and a walk here to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Beach hasn't been out of the stretch a ton. He has given up some walks here tonight, but has yet to allow a run. Next pitch a little bit outside, so a good eye there. Makes it 1-2. Doubt Dillon tries to put down a bunt with a 2-strike count. Holton, they need some runs on the board. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Dillon. Second time he has struck out. Now 4 strikeouts for Veach. That'll bring up Remy Bliss. He's also a strikeout victim in the game. Again, 4 strikeouts and 4 walks. Make it 5 walks now allowed after that one here in this inning. Now 2 on and 1 out. Bliss from the left side, open on the stance. First pitch by Veach, slides away, gets underneath the catcher, allowing both runners to advance. So Smith to third and Warner to second. base hit could really cut into the deficit here. Base hit could add two, which would be the first two on the board for Holton tonight. Again, they're trailing 6-0. There's a swing and a miss by Bliss. One ball and one strike. And Veach will fire. It is a little bit outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, Veach just cruised right through the third inning, retiring the order, three up, three down, on right around 10 or 11 pitches or so. Now the next one comes back and hits the backstop, and that pass ball is going to allow the first Holton run to score. And it's now a 6-1 game. Pitch was low and in the dirt, and tough play for Paulino, the catcher, and now runner at third base with one out, one across, 6-1 our score. And that is ball number four to Bliss. Runners at the corners, one down. Here's Bartle. Noah Bartle, the right fielder, walked in his first at bat. Now has runners at first and third. A 6-1 game, Doniphan County by five, but Holton trying to put something together. Claw their way back. First pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And a high chopper to the right side, and that's going to be foul. Bliss took off for second, but has to go back. And now Bartle down in the count, 0-2. Pitch was low, somehow got on top of it, chopped it straight on top of the plate, and just bounced 15, 20 feet in the air to the right side, and right side of the line for a foul ball. But he's down 0-2. Top of the order, two up next with Shulions. There's a throw to first. On target to Griffin, but back safely is Bliss. Bartle needs to protect. No balls, two strikes. Now we got some cloud cover and some shade here across the field, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bartle for out number two. So here's Weston Shulions, top of the order. That is now five strikeouts for Veach. Still at the corners, but now two down. First pitch a little bit low, making it ball number one. Shulions 0 for 2. He has struck out. And he is also grounded out to second. One across in the inning, but a lot of work for Holton still to do, and that's a good start. Base hit to left field. And it's now a 6-2 game, an RBI single by Shulions. Warner scores from third. Bliss stops at second. So now first and second, two down. Here is Siegenhagen. Catcher, of course, on deck, rocking the shin guards and knee pads for being the catcher. It's always the thing when you're the catcher and you're on deck with two outs, you always have the shin guards on, so to toss those off real quickly and step in. Big opportunity here to continue to chip away. First pitch to him a little bit outside to make it 1-0. He is the seventh man to come up here for Holton in the inning. Most they have sent up to the plate in any inning tonight. Now he slices this one to the right side, but that's going to be well foul. One ball and one strike. Siegenhagen, he is 0-for-1. He walked in the first and then got to third on a single by McCrory, but then rounded third and then tried to dive back, and then he was eventually picked off. That certainly hurt Holton in the first. They were unable to score after that, but have been able to scratch across their first two here this inning. Next pitch just missing outside. Two balls and one strike. Julian's at first base after an RBI single. Bliss at second base. Got on via the walk. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Blew the cheese right past him. And he was just a touch late on that one. Big 2-2 count coming up here. Two on, two outs in the inning, and there's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. So ultimately, Veach strikes out the side, but did some damage in between it, did Holton. Well, we've played four. It's now a 6-2 game. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there's some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Holton getting a couple back, but trail Doniphan County 6-2 here on KNZA as we start the top of the fifth inning. Landon Kennedy getting back to work on the rubber for Holton. They got a couple of runs on two hits in their last at-bat. Again, got down 6-0, but have gotten back to within 6-2 as we got the final stretch of the ball game here tonight. Doniphan County will have the middle third of their order. 4, 5, and 6, Blevins, Griffin, and Paulino. And then Jensen, if one of those three are able to get on. Kennedy, he is certainly grinded here. His defense has not helped him all the way through. They have a couple of errors that have led to a couple of those runs. Here's a high fly ball left field. Julian's judging it, getting under it, and making the catch. One pitch, one out. Here in the fifth. Couldn't even mention that Blevins was 2-for-2, including a 2-run home run in the 3-run third. That's the first time he is retired here in this game. So one up, one down. Here's Griffin, who is also 2-for-2, a single and a double and 2 runs scored. First pitch sails way away and nearly got him, but 1 ball, no strikes. Kennedy has struck out 2. He has not walked a batter, and he has given up 6 hits, and his defense has committed 3 errors behind him. Next pitch to Griffin, low and outside, 2-0 the count. Runs inside and gets away, and now 3 balls and no strikes. So Kennedy shut him down, 3-up, 3-down in the first. Shut him down, 3-up, 3-down in the fourth. But in the second, when they scored 3 runs, they sent 8 to the plate. And they sent 7 to the plate in the third. 3 more runs scoring there. There's a pitch low and inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Griffin. And he has reached base all 3 times. A 1-out walk there. Now here's Paulino. Steps in. Drove in the run with a fielder's choice play in the second inning. And also come around to score on an RBI single by Veach. High fly ball left side. It's going to be in foul territory and just over the fence. And Griffin took off, but he's got to go back, and it's no balls, 1 strike. So Kennedy pitching the first and fourth innings. No runs, no hits allowed, but innings 2 and 3, 6 runs and 6 hits allowed. And not all of them are earned. 2 of those runs unearned thanks to errors. Kennedy sets, fires. Griffin takes off. Here's Segan Hagen's throw to second, and it's a little bit off target. So a stolen base by Griffin. He is up into scoring position with 1 out. But the count 0-2 here on Paulino. He has reached on a fielder's choice and has also reached on an error. Long look at second base for Kennedy. He'll lift the left leg, fires with the right, and a ground ball left side, fielded by the shortstop in Dillon. And the throw to first in time for out number two. In the meantime, Griffin up to third base. So 6-3 on the putout, and it's up to Colt Jensen to try to get that run in from third. Jensen has reached on an error and has also got a fly out to center. Runner at third base, two down, top of the fifth inning, a 6-2 game, Doniphan County leading. And now this one sliced to the right side, fielded by the second baseman and Warner. Throw to first just in time to get the outs and retire the side. So Doniphan County, they strand a runner at third. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still a 6-2 lead for D.C. here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week. Brandon and Kurt, one and number two, hanging out with you on KNZA. American Legion Baseball, bottom of the fifth inning. Holton back up. They are trailing Doniphan County 6-2. And the first pitch by Veach to Drew Womack is a little bit outside for ball number one. So Womack, McCrory, and Smith due up for Holton. They got their first two runs of the game last inning, still trail by four. So we get going in the bottom of the fifth. A swing and a miss by Womack there makes it 1-1. He has walked and also has a fly out to right. That's on the left side. Veach's pitch is a slow roller right back to Veach, works to his left. Little soft toss to first in time for the ground out. So one up, one down here in the home fifth. Here's Caleb McCrory, who is singled and grounded out. He is 1-for-2. It's been a wild game for Veach. He has pitched the distance so far. He has given up the two runs. He has walked six, and he has struck out six. First pitch to McCrory, a little bit outside to make it 1-0. Two runs for Holton last inning. Julian's an RBI single. Another run scoring on a wild pitch. There's a called strike to McCrory. Makes it 1-1. Down to their final few opportunities here as Doniphan County looks to go to 3-0 against Holton this season. Swept them back on the 7th of this month. A couple of weeks ago. Two balls and one strike now on McCrory. I'll play another one after this. Of course, a doubleheader here tonight. Here's a foul ball. Just caught a piece of it. McCrory now evened up at 2-2. Two runs, three hits, and six left for Holton so far in the game. Six runs, six hits, and four left for Doniphan County so far. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. That pitch is low and outside, and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Well, the shade starting to work its way onto the field. It's been mostly sunshine for the players, the umpires, the spectators, and myself. We have been appreciative of the shady spots for sure, and there's a nice eye there for McCrory, and it's a walk. He'll take first base, and he has reached now two times in his three at-bats. So a one-out walk, That is the seventh walk allowed by Veach. Now this one is stroked well. Deep left field up against the fence, and it's off the base of the fence. McCrory rounds second. He'll chug his way into third, and that is a one-out double by Josh Smith off the base of the fence and left. The best struck ball by a Holton Cat here tonight. And now two on and one out, both in scoring position. Here is Warner, who has walked twice. He has scored once. He'll swing and miss at the first offering, and it's no balls and one strike. So after an early ground out by Womack, a walk and a double. The runners at second and third. Next pitch runs up and in, and Warner squeaking by it to make it 1-1. Big opportunity here. Holton down 6-2 in the home fifth. Runners at second and third, only one out. Next pitch to Warner, a little bit outside, makes it two balls and one strike. Both pitchers have gone the distance to this point, Veach for Doniphan County, and then Kennedy for Holton. There's a called strike on the outside corner, and it evens up, two balls and two strikes. McCrory at third, and Smith at second. A 2-2. Just fouled away, just barely got a piece of it. And still two balls and two strikes. Well, it's certainly cooling down, temperature-wise, just a touch. It was 89 at first pitch, just right shy of 6 o'clock tonight, but it felt at the time like 95. Another 2-2 is popped up, foul out of play. And still 2-2. Ground out, a walk, and a double here in the inning. McCrory at third. Smith is at second base. Next pitch runs inside, and Warner works it full. It's 3-2. With Dylan due up next, a walk would load the bases. The pitch. It is in there. A called strike three on the outside corner. And a big second out for Veach. That is his seventh strikeout to go along with his seven walks. But he is grinding. First pitch called strike here to Bodie Dillon. It's up to him with two on and two outs. Doniphan County 6-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Dillon is struck out in both of his at-bats. Takes one a little bit outside. Now one ball and one strike. Runner at third, McCrory. The runner at second is Smith. So Veach has been a roller coaster here for him tonight, but has limited the damage for the most part. Here's a 2-1 to Dillon. Oh, and fouls it straight off the mask of the catcher. And Paulino, he's all good, but it stays. Or I should say it's now two balls and two strikes because of the foul ball there. A 2-2 count. Runners at second and third. Now Veach steps off the rubber, gathers. Big pitch here in the fifth. And it's fouled away to the right side, out of play, and stays 2-2. And Dillon, 0-2, a couple of strikeouts, but a base hit could get his team within two. They're down 6-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. McCrory at third, again Josh Smith at second. Veach trying to get another strikeout, and he does, a swing and a miss at a fastball that would have probably clipped the outside corner. 8 strikeouts for Veach, and Holton strands 2 here in the fifth. We go to the sixth, the 6-2 game here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Men, you check everything from the lawnmower to the water heater, from the car to the kids. Did you check yourself? June is Men's Health Month, and Holton Community Hospital is here to help you. From routine checkups to advanced screenings to surgery, our providers are dedicated to keeping you healthy and strong. Learn more at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown partner.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? We're here in Holton, Doniphan County 6, Holton 2, as we go to the sixth inning of play, 8-9-1 in the D.C. order. It'll be Peterson, Judd, and Veach. Holton's had some opportunities. They scratched their two runs across in the fourth, but have stranded eight runners total. Both pitchers have gone the whole way so far. Kennedy back to work. First pitch off speed, missing inside to Peterson. And the top of the sixth is underway. Peterson 0 for 2, a strikeout, and a ground out. There's a called strike, makes it one ball and one strike. Another one by Kennedy, just a little bit inside, now 2-1. Doniphan County's been quiet the last couple of innings. They've only had one base runner since the third. There's a swing and a miss, good off-speed pitch, now has Peterson scrambling a little bit, evens up, two balls and two strikes. And a high fly ball on an off-speed pitch towards the gap in left center. Getting under it to make the catch is Bliss, the center fielder, to record out number one. So one up, one down. Here's Seth Judd, 0 for 2, couple of lineouts. Well, Kennedy has really settled down after those middle innings. Certainly kind of gave him some fits. Just hanging around, keeping his team alive, and the first pitch to Judd is a little bit outside for ball number one. Here is the windup and the pitch by Kennedy. A little bit outside, 2-0. Nobody on and one out. Here in the top of the sixth, Doniphan County leading this one 6-2. Here's the pitch. And it's hit well, left side, but leaning and making the catch is McCrory at third. Nicely done, and a good applause for that nice play defensively, and two up and two down. Took about two steps to his left. Now, on the hard hit scale by me, I would say maybe a 6 or a 5. It was almost sounded like more off the end part of the bat, but still had to have quick reaction time at third. McCrory did so. So here's Veach, takes first pitch outside for ball number one. Fourth time at the dish. He had an RBI single in the second. He has popped out to short and is lined out to left. Kennedy's pitch is high for ball number two. So 2-0. So again, Kennedy has pitched well. He gave up a walk in the fifth, but has not given up a hit since the third. And he has only walked one. He's only struck out two. Next pitch was outside, three balls and no strikes. Veach from the left side. Kennedy's right-handed throw is a called strike. Now three balls and one strike. Veach might have thought it was a touch outside, but settles back in. Here's the pitch, and he hits it well. Deep right field, going back, looking up, and that ball is off the fence. And Veach with a stand-up two-out double. Boy, off the cusp, it looked like it was going to be a home run, but it was played pretty well in right field by Bartle. And after two quick outs, a two-out double by Veach, his second hit of the game, has him in scoring position for Cooper Eberle. Eberle 0-3, a strikeout, a flyout, and a lineout. Both the flyout and lineouts to center field. A base hit could add to a four-run lead here in the away sixth. Kennedy fires, and this is hit well, and it's a base hit to left field. It's fielded by Julian. He gets it in quickly, and Veach stops, puts the brakes on at third. So Eberle, with his first hit, a single to left, now first and third with two down. Good job by Julian to field it quickly, and now a meeting between Kennedy and Siegenhagen, players only. Back-to-back hits after a couple of quick outs. Now eight hits in the game for Doniphan County. They have a 6-2 lead as Kennedy tries to keep him off the board here, keep his team within four runs. A 6-2 game here in the late portions. So Kennedy out of the stretch, Veach at third, Eberle at first. Good lead for Eberle. He'll take off, and he'll have to go back. It's fouled out of play, and Davis starts behind in the count. No balls, one strike. Davis flew out to center in the first. He doubled and scored in the third, and he lined out to right in the fourth. That one hit in the third, it was a leadoff double, and he was brought home on the two-run home run by Blevins. Stands in the box, awaits to bat next if he can get up there. The 0-1 is popped up, playable right side of the infield, and this is going to be the first baseman just inside the line. Womack makes the catch. Doniphan County will strand two, and Holton keeps it within four, but they're down to their final two at-bats. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Doniphan County 6 and Holton 2.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
KNZA.
And we got a new pitcher here for Doniphan County as we get set for the bottom of the sixth inning here on KNZA. It's going to be Ryder Davis. He takes over for Dustin Veach. Trying to get those numbers for Veach, but five innings. He walked seven and struck out eight. Gave up two runs and four hits to Holton. So he really scrambled and battled. Has a chance to earn the win as Davis will come in. You're in the bottom of the sixth, and he'll face the bottom two in the upper part of the order, 8-9-1, with Bliss, Bartle, and Julian. A 6-2 Doniphan County lead on KNZA. Thanks again to Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. I want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Long days for both. Captain Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you here in a nice, comfortable, shady spot here in Holton. Doniphan County looking for win number 6. This is game number 16 for him. For Holton, looking for win number 4 in game number 9. Holton's had their last two scheduled matchups on Wednesday and Sunday postponed due to wet field conditions. So certainly in line to have some potential makeups here over the next few weeks for most of the teams here in the NEK. So here we go, a 6-2 Doniphan County lead. Here is Bliss who steps in. First pitch by Davis, a little bit high for ball number one. So again, 5 innings for Veach in line for the win. 8 strikeouts, 7 walks. And he gave up 4 hits and 2 runs. Next pitch is a little bit outside here to Bliss. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. So Davis working quickly, trying to secure a win for his team. There's a swing and a miss on 3-0, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Bliss will be followed by Bartle, and then Chulian's after that. Davis out of the windup, and it's a called strike, and now it goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Holton scored their lone 2 in the 4th. RBI by Chulian's, and then the other scoring on a wild pitch. Now the umpire calls time, sets back. And Davis sets and fires a 3-2, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bliss. So one batter faced, strikeout number 1 for Davis. 1-1 one down here in the home 6th. That'll bring up Noah Bartle, who is 0-1 with a walk. Davis shakes off the first sign. Yes to the second. Off speed, up and in for ball number 1. Holton has certainly had their opportunities. They have stranded 8 runners in this game tonight. There's a swing and a miss by Bartle. Evens it up. 1 ball, 1 strike. They were held to no runs and 1 hit through the first 3, but 2 runs and 3 hits. In the last 2, but still they find themselves down 6-2. And now Bartle takes a called strike, and he's behind at 1-2. Down to their final 5 outs. They want to claw back. They need to start putting something together. But Davis has a good feel on the paper. That is a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Davis in relief. And now Chulian's with 2 outs and nobody on. The lone RBI credited to Chulian's. He had a RBI single in the 4th. Again, that 2nd run for Holton scoring on a wild pitch. Now quickly 2 up and 2 down and 2 strikeouts for Davis. Chulian's pops this one up and out of play foul. And it is 0-1. Chulian's has also struck out and is grounded out to 2nd. So again, going back to Veach, 5 innings pitch, 4 hits, 2 runs allowed, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts. Holton has stranded 8 in the game tonight. Here's a 1-1. It is in there, called strike. Now Chulian's down in the count, 1-2. Chance for Davis to strike out the side. Let's see if he can do so. He gets the call, lifts the right, fires. Just missed on the outside corner. Fans wanted it, but did not get it. And it's 2-2. Holds the glove high in front, shakes the head once for no. Yes, the 2nd time, and throws an off-speed pitch that runs inside. And the count is now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes here on Chulian's. Egan Hagen on deck. Got to try to keep the line moving if you're Holton. Trailing by 4 late. There's a ground ball sharply hit. Everly at short. And the throw to first is well in time for the out. So a ground out. A couple of strikeouts for Davis in relief. Go to the final inning. 6-2 game here on KNZA.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Josh Smith will pitch the seventh inning for Holton as they trail Doniphan County 6-2. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They're open 7 days a week with great specials. So the final line for Landon Kennedy, he had battled throughout the night, but six innings, eight hits, six runs, four earned. He walked one and struck out two. So certainly a battle, limited the damage. Defense didn't quite help him for the most part, again with three errors in the game leading to two unearned runs. Now Josh Smith will try to keep Doniphan County off the board. The only time you get quality insurance is in baseball or softball. You're trying to add extra runs late in a game. Doniphan County will try to do so against the new pitcher in Josh Smith. It'll be Logan Blevins, Beckham Griffin, and Hayden Paulino. That is 4, 5, and 6 in the D.C. order, looking for win number 6 here so far this summer. Still got a few weeks left in the regular season, probably about, just thinking off the cusp, maybe the halfway point of the regular season. Again, a lot of teams are going to have some makeups here over the next few weeks as well. We had some postponements throughout the last 7 to 10 days. Not today, though. It was 89 at first pitch. Sunny skies, felt like 95. So here we go. We'll start the seventh. Josh Smith, the new pitcher for Holton. This tall righty sets and sidearms one in there, and it's roped to left field, backing up and making the catch in front of the fence. Playing it well is Shulian for out number one. Blevins gave it a charge. Just not quite enough. He hit a home run earlier in the game, but now falls to 2-for-4 on the night, one up, one down, after a line out to left. So here's Griffin, a couple of hits, a single, a double. He has scored twice. He has also walked. So he has reached all three of his at-bats, and the first pitch is well outside. Makes it 1 ball and no strikes. Singled and scored. In the second, he scored on an error, and then doubled in the third, and would score on a ground out by Peterson. Their correction, would score on a ground out that turned into an error. There's a called strike, makes it 1-ball and 1-strike here on Griffin. Nobody on, one out, top of the seventh. 6-2 lead for D.C. Pitch by Smith, again coming with the sidearm action, a swing and a miss. Griffin down in the count, 1-ball, 2-strikes. Righty sets at the belts, deals. Another one that's way outside, 2-balls and 2-strikes. 6 runs, 8 hits, and 6 left for Doniphan County in this one tonight. 2 runs, 3 hits, 8 left for Holton. Another foul ball there. Stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. And just looking ahead for both of these teams, coming up on Sunday, Doniphan County will be back at home hosting Corning, who is currently second in the league standings. And up next Sunday for Holton, they will travel to Hiawatha. Everybody looking up at Hiawatha right now in the standings. They are 10-2 and 11-5 overall. Pitch by Smith is a swing and a miss, and down goes Griffin for out number two. So two up, two down for strikeout for Smith. That brings up Hayden Paulino. He drove in a run in the second with the ground outs. He reached on an error in the third and is grounded out to short. He is up for a fourth time with two down and nobody on. Swing and a miss at the first offering. Makes it no balls, one strike. Well, Smith coming on here in the seventh. A good start for him, retiring the first two. And now a swing and a miss as Paulino behind heavily. No balls, two strikes. He will set at the belt. Lifts and sidearms it in there, and it's hit well. Right side, a little chopper, fielded deep in the hole. Nicely done by Warner. The second baseman, a low throw, but gets it there in time for the out. So Smith in relief, three up, three down. Holton, final opportunity for them. They're down four as we head to the bottom of the seventh.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Ryder Davis looking for the six-out save. Donovan County looking for win number six. A lead here at Holton 6-2. As Davis will face Siegenhagen, Womack, and McCrory. Heavy part of the order at 2, 3, and 4. And looking, DC is to go 3-0 against Holton so far this summer. Of course, we'll have our post-game coverage after this one concludes, which will include our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And if you're out here in Holton, we won't have game two on the radio, but these two will play one more here tonight under the lights in Holton. So here we go. Jack Siegenhagen, the catcher. A walk, a fly out, and a strikeout. And he faces Ryder Davis for the first time. As Holton needs four to extend it here in the seventh. They trail 6-2. Ryder Davis will lift and fire. A fastball high, missing. It's one ball, no strikes. Holton got their two runs in the fourth, an RBI single by Shulians, and then their other run scoring on a wild pitch. Next pitch, just a touch outside by Davis. Two balls and no strikes. The shade starting to work its way across the diamond. Little high chopper, but jumping and getting it is the pitcher in Davis. Nice athleticism there to pull that one down. A little soft toss to first, and one up and one down here in the bottom of the seventh. So Holton down to their final two outs. Here's Drew Womack. He walked in the first, flew out to right in the third, grounded out to the pitcher in the fifth. Up here in the, could be the final at bat. Fourth time for him at the dish. The lefty takes one high and away for ball one. So again, it's been nearly a week and a half since Holton has played. Last two matchups on Sunday and Wednesday this week, postponed due to weather. Womack watched another one go outside. He jumps ahead 2-0. Another pitch by Davis. Another one high, and it's 3-0. McCrory due up next. Holton needs four to extend the game. They're down 6-2. Down to their final two outs here in the seventh. Davis looking for the six-out save. And that one's a little bit high, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. Runner at first and one out. Second time Womack has walked tonight. First walk issued by Davis in relief. So here's McCrory. He singled in the first, grounded out to short in the third, and walked in the fifth. First time Davis must accompany the stretch, and his first pitch out of the stretch is low and outside for ball one. So five pitches consecutively outside the zone. Dustin Beach in line for the win, pitching five innings, allowing four hits, two runs, eight strikeouts, despite seven walks allowed. Another one a little bit high, and McCrory jumps ahead 2-0. Davis again, trying to get comfortable out of the stretch, glancing at first, about a 2.5-step lead for Womack. Does not go, and that next pitch is a little bit low, and it's 3-0. Ball seven. See if McCrory takes all the way. Davis, a little bit sporadic here. And that one is a called strike on the outside corner. Makes it three balls and one strike. McCrory, I think, maybe asking the umpire whether it was knee high or on the corner. Regardless, a called strike. 3-1. Still has the advantage, though. Davis glancing at first, maybe a three-step lead now. Hesitation, the pitch is high, ball four. So back-to-back walks with one out. Womack to second, McCrory to first. And here's Josh Smith, who had a long, or I should say a line drive, double off the base of the fence and left, and now a low pitch gets away and the runners advance. Well, Holton trying to make it interesting here in the seventh. They are down four. It is 6-2, but now that wild pitch puts Womack to third and McCrory to second. A base hit could cut the deficit in half here in the seventh. There's a pitch a little bit high, and now 2-0 here on Smith. Mentioned the double by Smith in the fifth. He also singled and scored in the fourth. He's also grounded out to the first baseman, and now he's ahead of the count 3-0. If he walks, Warner would step in, representing the tying run. And there's a swing and a miss. A hard cut on 3-0 makes it three balls and one strike. Davis blew it by with a fastball. Still ahead is Smith. Pitch by Davis, and it's way inside, ball four. Well, things are getting spicy here in the bottom of the seventh. After an early ground out, three consecutive walks. My Davis has loaded him up, and Warner is going to step in here representing the tying run. Now we get a meeting on the hill with the entire infield. Opportunity to let you know that American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha Ann Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke at 785-851-0785. And also Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and also McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Captain Kirk Kilman, our ones and twos man on the board. Our Hiawatha studios, Brandon Tabman here in a nice shady spot in Holton. Things getting interesting down the stretch here. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Donovan County trying to hold on. They lead at 6-2, but Holton has the bases loaded with only one out. And Warner takes a first-pitch fastball that's high for ball one. Warner has walked twice, and he has struck out. And takes a called strike knee-high across, and now one ball, one strike. So you have Womack at third, McCrory at second, and Smith at first. Pitch is low. Good stop by the catcher. And Paulino, and it's two balls and one strike. So again, Warner represents the tying run, 6-2 game. Davis fires, and a fastball swung on and missed. And now two balls and two strikes. Got Siegenhagen to ground out to begin the inning, but has walked the last three. 2-2. It is high. Three balls and two strikes. A walk brings in a run. Big 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. And it's fouled away. Good battle there with a pitch definitely, more than likely, looked to be called strike three, but fouling it out of play, and Warner gets another opportunity. 3-2. Bases loaded. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Jonathan County clinging to a 6-2 lead. And the pitch runs inside. Ball four. And just like that, it is 6-3. Everybody moves up. McCrory to third. Smith to second. Warner to first. The easiest RBI you can get. Now Dylan steps in, who is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, representing the game-winning run. He'll take a first-pitch fastball outside for ball one. So Holton trying to rally in this bottom of the seventh inning. That one's a called strike. Knee high on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. All three of his strikeouts have been swinging. Two of them on a 2-2 count, the other on a 1-2 pitch. This one is fouled out of play, and now one ball, two strikes. Sorry, I kind of hesitated there. You got to hold your breath when it heads towards the parking lot. One ball, two strikes here in the bottom of the seventh. And it's just a bit high, 2-2. A run in thanks to a bases-loaded walk. It's a 6-3 game. Still only one out. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Dylan for a fourth time in the game. A much-needed second out. Now it's down to Remy Bliss. He is 0-for-2 with a walk. His two hiccups, both strikeouts. Three strikeouts now for Davis, one out away from securing the victory for Doniphan County, but the bases are still loaded. First pitch was a little bit inside to Bliss, makes it 1-0. Well, the base is loaded. Davis just not worrying about the stretch, just going out of the windup. Fires one a little bit low and inside to make it 2-0. Well, Davis made quick work of Holton in the sixth when he came in to relieve Beach, but now here in the seventh, he is grinding. That next pitch is high and outside, 3-0. Base is loaded, two down in the bottom of the seventh. The walk brings in another run, would cut the deficit to two. And the 3-0 is taken all the way for a called strike. Now three balls, one strike. McCrory at third, Smith at second, Warner at first. A 6-3 Doniphan County lead in the bottom of the seventh inning, but Holton trying to put a rally together, and it continues. Pitch outside, ball number four, and another run is in. It is now 6-4. So two bases loaded walks. And now Noah Bartle steps in. He is 0-for-2 with a walk. The tying run at second base potentially. And the first pitch taken, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Things getting spicy here in the seventh. There's a swing and a miss quickly. Bartle down 0-2, and a chance for Davis to shut the door with a strikeout. He has struck out three. He has walked five, all in this inning. There's a foul ball for Bartle to keep it alive at 0-2. Well, the walks between Beach and Davis hadn't really been a problem until here in the seventh. Another two-strike pitch on the way. It is low and outside to make it 1-2. So Bartle trying to battle here. Bases loaded, two across. Holton is down 6-4. And a swing and a miss. And Davis gets the much-needed strikeout, and that ends the game. So Holton made it interesting in the seventh, but Doniphan County holds on for a 6-4 victory. Our post-game show is next here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Back one final time here on KNZA. It's American Legion Baseball. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game here in just a moment. But we had a good one here tonight in Holton. But Doniphan County getting the win by a final score of 6-4. We'll have the totals here in just a second. But just a, kind of a recap of how this one played out. And Doniphan County wasted pretty little time in the early portions of the game. They scored 3 runs on 3 hits and jumped out to a 3-0 lead. After the second inning of play, they got RBIs from Dustin Beach and also Hayden Paulino. And then the third inning, they blew it open to a 6-0 advantage with a couple of extra base hits, including a 2-run home run from Logan Blevins. And then Holton was able to battle a little bit. They got 2 on the board in the fourth, cut it to 6-2. They got an RBI single from Weston Shulions and then got their other run, Josh Smith scoring on a wild pitch. And it was 6-2. From the fourth inning on, and then it got to the bottom of the seventh inning, and in relief, Ryder Davis, boy, he really grinded in the seventh. He walked 5, which led to 2 runs and got it to within 6-4, but with the bases loaded, Noah Bartle strikes out swinging to end the game. So Holton certainly battled and gave themselves opportunities, but Davis, when it mattered, got the big strikeout to secure the 2-inning save. So Holton, they dropped to 3-6, 9 games in, all league tilts. And Doniphan County, they have now played 16 games. They go to 6-10. They stay above 500 in league play, 6-5. Let's go to now our player of the game. Again, it's going to be brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And we certainly had a couple of options here, but we're going to go with Dustin Veach, the leadoff man and pitcher for Doniphan County. He went 2-for-4 at the plates. He had a double and an RBI single, but He was also the pitcher and went five strong innings, allowing just four hits, two runs. He did walk seven, but he did have eight strikeouts. Again, Holton had opportunities, but each when it mattered, got the big timeouts and really grinded. But eight strikeouts, seven walks, two runs allowed, four hits in five innings. He was also 2-for-4 at the plate with a double and an RBI single. So our player of the game, again brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, is going to be Dustin Beach for Doniphan County. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. We appreciate it very much. The final tallies in this one, as Doniphan County improves to 6-10 on the year, 6-5 in league play. Six runs, eight hits, no errors. They left six on base. And for Holton, they dropped to 3-6. Four runs, four hits, three errors, and they left one on base. The winning pitcher was Dustin Beach, five innings, two runs allowed. The losing pitcher was Landon Kennedy. He gave up four earned runs in six innings with a couple of strikeouts. Up next for both will be on Sunday. Doniphan County will be at home against Corning. And for Holton, they will be on the road at the league-leading Hiawatha. For Kurt Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening. 6-4, Doniphan County win. It's American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.